Now, I'm going to be speaking today on this subject. If we say. In 1 John chapter 1, the apostle wrote these words, If we say that we have fellowship with God and walk in darkness, we lie. We're not telling the truth. He said, if we say that we have no sin, no sinful nature, no depraved nature, we deceive ourselves and the truth not in us. If we say that we have not sinned, that we're not guilty sinners, that we're not sinners by practice, by choice, by conduct, by walk, we make God a liar. We make God a liar. We lie, we deceive ourselves, and we make God a liar, and His word is not in us. Now, my friends, there's more hypocrisy and sham and counterfeit, and you might add showmanship, in religion today than in any other area. Did you know that? In religion, more than any other area, there's more sham, hypocrisy, counterfeit, showmanship. Why is this? Why is this true? It's amazing to me that in the area where there should be total honesty with God, in an area where there should be total honesty with God, because God knows all things. God looks on the heart. Man looks on the outward countenance, but God looks on the heart. All things are naked and open to Him with whom we have to do. God's not deceived. God's not mocked. We can fool people, deceive people, even ourselves, but not God. And in the area where we ought to have total honesty with God and total honesty with ourselves, and total honesty with others, truth candid with others. In the area where there ought to be total honesty, while there's more pretense, put on, lies, and superstition than in any other area of the whole world. Did you know that? That's right. In religion today, and I've been around long enough. I've been preaching 40 years, pastoring a church 39 years, radio 20 years, television 15 years. I've traveled all over this world, preached in many, many countries. And I know this, in religion today, especially the TV variety, and that's what's taken the country by storm. Preachers and religious leaders are dishonest. Totally dishonest with God and with people. They claim to be what they're not. They claim to feel what they do not feel. They claim to experience what they do not experience. They claim to see what they do not see. They claim to hear what they do not hear. They claim to be able to do what they cannot do and know what they do not know. That's right. Now, you buckle your seatbelt. And stay with me today. I'm going to tell you the truth. I hope I'm not your enemy for telling you the truth. But these, what they are, our Lord said, beware of false prophets. Peter said, as there were false prophets among the people of Israel, there shall be false teachers in your midst. And these people, these promoters of religion, these con artists, they claim to be able to heal sick people. They cannot. And they do not. They cannot and they do not. They claim to be able to put their hands on people and heal them, and they cannot and they do not. Now, God heals sick people. God's the great physician. When it pleases Him, God will heal. All healing is of God. God said, I kill, I make alive. God heals people. God hears the prayers of His people. mine and yours, and He'll relieve our sickness if it pleases Him, if it can bring glory to His name. He relieves our distresses according to His will, but everybody's got to die. And it's not true when a preacher tells you that if you're sick, you don't have enough faith. If you're poor, you don't have enough faith. If you don't have a job, you don't have enough faith. If they had to get out of the ministry and not be supported by gifts from other people and had to work for a living, they'd probably be without a job anyway. James 5 tells us, is any among you sick? Don't send for a faith healer. Call the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. And if he have sins, God will forgive him. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. God's able to heal, and God does heal. And I pray for people that God might make them well. Sometimes He does, sometimes He doesn't. But it's all His will. It's His will. And these men do not have any special power to heal the lame, heal the blind, and heal the deaf, and heal the sick. They do not have it. They're not doing it. And I'll tell you this. If I got on the television and I sold a fake cure for cancer, the government would come after me. A fake cure. But these men can get on television and they can sell their witchcraft and their false promises and tell people to lay their hands on the television, they'll be healed, and talk about how they've broken crutches and heal sick people. The hospital's full of sick people, and none of them are walking up and down the halls healing anybody. I'll tell you another thing. These men claim to speak in tongues, but they do not and they cannot. The tongues in which the apostles spoke were other languages in which they preached the gospel. The scripture says every man heard the gospel in his own language, in his own tongue. This so-called gibberish and jabber and so forth is not a tongue at all. It's farce. It's fake. It's put on. They even rehearse it, some of them. And they do not speak in another language. They're men who can preach the gospel in other languages, but they learn those languages. We have missionaries in Mexico who preach in Spanish, in Africa who preach in French, and in Spain who preach in Spanish. We have missionaries in other fields that they've learned these languages and preach these gospel in these languages. But this unknown tongue, it's phony. And they're using it to con people. And they also have folks who save people, who believe Christ and love Christ, but because they can't speak in a tongue, they feel inferior. They feel like they're not spiritual because they haven't been so-called baptized by the Holy Ghost and had some kind of emotional fit or experience. They feel spiritually inferior to these people. These people like to appear to be holier than thou, more spiritual than somebody else, more knowledgeable than somebody else. Look down on the common everyday folks that can't speak this gibberish, and it's nothing in the world but fake. They're the ones that are not spiritual. And then I tell you this, they tell me, you listen to me, it's sad. They tell me that God speaks to them in a voice. I heard a preacher Sunday on television talking about how God told him personally. God spoke to him in an audible voice. God told him all that he plans to do. God told him he had 6 months to do certain things. God told him that he was going to use him in a special way, and with him and through him and to him and by him. God was going to send revival and all these things. But he got to the end of that speech and said, now God told me to tell you to send me several $1 million so I can get this job done. I knew he would come around to that before it was over. This is a sham. God tells them that we must send them millions of dollars to promote them and their schemes. God does not speak to anybody in an audible voice. Nobody. No man has seen God at any time. The Son hath revealed Him. God, who spake to our fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by His Son. God speaks through His Word. No man knows the Father save the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal Him. And people I tell you, preachers who I don't understand why we are deceived by these people who say God talks to them. They walk along the road and God speaks to them in an audible voice. That's not true. God speaks through His Word. That's how He speaks to men, through His Word and through the incarnate Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing can be added to the Word of God. They're not apostles. The apostles, there was three requirements for an apostle. One, he had to have seen the Lord in the flesh. Paul did, as one born out of due time. Secondly, he had to receive his gift or his message, his gospel, directly from God. And he had to be sent by the Lord Himself. That was an apostle. And they had special gifts and credentials to prove that they were sent from God. They had the power to speak in other languages. They had the power to heal the sick, raise the dead, make the lame to walk, and the blind to see. Am I your enemy because I tell you the truth? And then these preachers, fifthly, I see them holding hands and closing their eyes and claiming a word of knowledge. They're trying to raise money now and they're praying for the sick. And they say, now I see someone out there. I see someone out there that's got a bad back. I see someone out there that's got a sore head. I see someone out there that's got a stiff neck. I see someone out there that's got a sprained ankle and God's healing them right now. I see it. They do not. They do not. Only God's omniscient and omnipresent. Only God can, like the Lord Jesus said to Nathanael, I saw you under the fig tree before He found you. You don't. What these men are doing, and it seems to me that somebody would understand this. Out of the thousands of people listening to such a far-reaching program, somebody's got a bad back. They're going to hit somebody. Somebody's got a sore neck. Somebody's got a sprained ankle. Someone's got an ingrowing toenail. Somebody out there's got these things. And these fellas are doing nothing in the world but trying to attract attention to themselves. One TV preacher could tell you who your family doctor was and tell you he'd give you street address. And the apostles didn't deal in circus antics like that. They preached the gospel. They preached Christ. You know what I'm saying is so, and somebody needs to say something. And poor widows out there and people on Social Security and people who can ill afford to do so are keeping up the lavish, luxurious lifestyles of these leeches. And that's what they are. And I'll tell you this. Most of their so-called worship services would rival Hollywood stage shows. That's what they are. They're Hollywood stage shows. Most of these so-called worship services put on television. They're dressed up in fancy hairdos and diamond rings and expensive clothes, and they use music and showmanship and emotionalism and entertainment and theatrics to excite people and work them up emotionally to a fever pitch. And it's nothing but psychology. It's music, music, music. It's the beat of the music. It's a glad time. It's a happy time. It's a rejoicing time. It's a hallelujah time. You don't dare be anything. It's like a salesman. It gets everybody saying yes, 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 yes. Don't ever let them say no, or they'll drop back down again. Keep the beat going, the beat going. And they call that the Spirit of God. It's a counterfeit spirit. It's another spirit. It's not the Spirit of God. People who worship God do so in humility. They bow before God. They worship God in sincerity. They worship and praise God from the heart. Like the publican in the temple who would not so much as lift his eyes to heaven, let alone his arms, but smote upon his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Isaiah bowed before God and said, woe is me, I'm undone. Paul, or John, fell at his feet as a dead man. And I tell you this, They're forever coming up with some new method or means to raise money to support their lifestyles and their programs. They offer cheap jewelry, selling jewelry. They sell religious relics. One fellow was selling dirt out of the tomb of Jesus in Jerusalem. He had dirt in a little vial with a chain around it and told people to send him $15 or $20. I don't know how much dirt he got over there somewhere. And he said, send it and it'll bring you good luck. And if your kid's making bad grades in school, let him wear this dirt out of Jesus' tomb around his neck and it'll make good grades for him. Now, let me tell you something. How in this world could you ever buy that? Idols. And they sell books and Bibles for a donation. They don't dare sell them because they'd have to pay tax on them. But they sell them for a donation twice or three times the value of the book or the Bible. They cheapen and prostitute the gospel of Jesus Christ to serve their own purposes. That's my day. That's religion in my day. They use God Almighty to promote themselves. I tell you this, if God's in a ministry, God will support it. If God's in a ministry, you don't have to beg. You don't have to sell anything. You don't have to lie to people. Through His people who love Him and His Word and the preaching of the gospel, Almighty God will support that ministry. He'll supply all your needs according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And any time that any preacher stands before you, radio, television, or pulpit, and says, if you don't, this is a faith work, and if you don't support it, it's going to go broke, let it go broke. Let her go. It can't be faith when you're broadcasting it to the world. Faith looks to God alone, like Abraham. He said to the kings of Sodom, I'm not going to take a dime from you. I've lifted my hand to God. And I tell you something else. These television stars of the religious world ridicule and make light of the local small churches of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, they do. These small local churches all over Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, in little towns and villages and cities that minister the gospel in their communities, and the humble, simple preachers of the gospel who have no bands and no diamonds and no big cars and no fine homes and no entertainers, no superstars, just simple preachers of the gospel who search the scriptures and teach their neighbors and teach their friends the truth of God. These men ridicule them, make fun of them. God's church is not an electronic box in the house. It's a people who meet in His name to worship Him, praise Him, and preach His gospel. And they don't need bands, they don't need entertainment, they don't need promoters, and they don't need salesmen. They meet in a humble spirit before the Lord and call on His name and preach His gospel. And they've been doing it ever since the cross of Christ. And God's never left Himself without a witness. And there's somebody in this perverse, superstitious, traditional-bound generation that's speaking for God Almighty, and His sheep are going to hear Him. I'll give you several reasons for this charade, today's religious charade, I call it, and spectacle in the name of God. Number one, these people do not know God. They just do not know God. Paul says they have a zeal of God. They have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. They're ignorant of God's holiness. That's, read Romans 10, 1 through 3. He said, I'd like to see these people saved. Because he said, they don't know God. They have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. They're ignorant of God's holiness, God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own. Lord, have we not preached in Your name and cast out devils and done many wonderful works? I never knew You. I don't know You. Thou thoughtest I was altogether such a one as thyself, God said. Well, God's not who you think He is. God's who He is. The Lord God's in His holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before Him. Be not rash, be not hasty to utter anything before God. God's in the heavens. You're upon the earth. Holy and reverent is His name. I don't need to sell God. I don't need to promote God. God doesn't need a cheerleader. Almighty God rules and reigns, and what He wants, He'll get. He said, everything under the heaven is mine. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. I don't have to sell God. I don't have to promote God. I don't have to lead cheers for Jesus. He's on the throne. He's King, King of kings and Lord of lords. I feel like the thief on the cross said to the other thief, don't you fear God? And I want to say that to my whole generation of preachers. Don't you fear God? There's no fear of God before their eyes. And then another reason for this religious charade and sham and show is that men love the applause of men. They love the approval of men. That's what they seek. He said, you love the praise of men rather than the praise of God. He said, you seek the honor that comes from men, the honor that comes from men, the applause and approval and praise that comes from men and not the honor that comes from God. Our Lord said in Matthew 6, don't you be like the Pharisee and the hypocrite who loves to pray standing on the street corner. You do your praying in the closet. Who tells people about his fasting. He wants the whole world to know that he's fasting. And he looks sad and all while he fasts. And he wants everybody to know it. He said, when you fast and when you pray, wash your face and comb your hair and put on your good clothes that you appear not to men to fast. Don't tell them your communion with God. And God will hear you. And when you give alms, don't do it to be seen of men. Don't sound the trumpet in front of you. Let not your left hand know what your right hand's doing. I tell you, many go along with this religious farce because they just don't want to buck the trend and buck the tide. But Peter stood on Pentecost and he said, you better deliver yourself from this perverse generation, this superstitious religious generation. You better come out from among them. Another reason for this sad situation is nothing in the world but greed. Covetousness. Television has made religion a profitable business. Did you know that? There's a lot of money to be made in religion today. Preaching, singing, healing, entertaining. There's a lot of money to be made. And people are taking advantage of it too. People with no call from God. That's evident. They don't know the gospel. People with no convictions. They're changed. They'll change their convictions. They'll change any time to have a more exciting show. Like one religious leader said, when your competitor didn't know we were in competition, when your competitor gets a bigger bloom, you just get a bigger one. Religion, show business. Show business. People with no conscience, people with no understanding of the Word of God, can appeal to the natural religious instincts of an audience and live lavishly off their free gifts. People just send it in. Just send it in. Greed, the love of money, is the root of all evil. Over there in Jeremiah and Ezekiel, the Lord God spoke to Jeremiah and spoke to Ezekiel. He said, all of the prophets and even the priests are covetous men. Greedy men, greedy men. Another reason for this corruption in religion is preachers do not know anything about the person and work of Jesus Christ and what salvation really is. Paul feared that even when he was preaching just a few years after Christ died on the cross and arose again. Paul said, I fear. I'm afraid. Lest by any means, and he'll use any means too, as the serpent beguiled Eve, tricked her, deceived her, led her astray through his subtlety and craftiness, so your minds will be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Have our minds been corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ? Religion today is complicated, ceremonialized, ritualism. You have to have special training, have to have all these talents and big buildings and powerful organizations. What happened to the simplicity of Jesus Christ? Let me talk to you right where you are for a moment, just me and you. Let me talk to you. Do you believe these? Are you a sinner? A sinner. That's all I'm asking. Are you a sinner? All that sin comes short of the glory of God. Are you a sinner? Well, that's the preacher I am. Can you save yourself? No, sir. Do you know God's holy? God's perfectly holy. Your sins have separated you and that holy God. Yeah, I know that. I know God's holy. Do you know God loves sinners? And God was pleased to send His Son into this world in the flesh, bone of our bone, flesh of our flesh, to die on the cross to redeem us from our sins. Do you know that? Do you believe that? Well, yes, I do. Who shall ascend into heaven but he that descended, he that had clean hands, a pure heart, and never sworn deceitfully? Do you believe the Word of God? Do you believe God? Do you believe you're a sinner? Do you believe Christ died for sinners? Do you believe He's the only Savior? Do you? Then repent of your sins. Turn from your sins. Confess your sins. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't need to call me. You don't need to call a counselor. He's the counselor. You don't need to write to me. You don't need to send me a check. I have nothing to do with your relationship with Almighty God. I'm just a voice, just telling the truth about God and the truth about me and the truth about Christ. I tell you, believe God. Love God. Walk with God. Trust God. Go about your business. Do your job. Live honestly, truthfully, holy. Worship God. Serve God where you are with what you have. Be yourself. Be honest before God. Be honest with yourself. And be honest before others. And like Enoch of old, walk with God. You don't need to put on a show for anybody. You don't need to try to impress anybody. We can't impress anybody if we wanted to. God loves sinners, and Christ died for sinners. And here's a sinner who loves God and trusts God. Men are men, strong men, able men, and they love God. Well, I hope this is helpful. If you want a copy of it, it's called If We Say. If We Say. Send $2. I'll send you this message and another one. Here's the address. Till next week, God bless you.